felt like a y'all made a statement out there today.
Man, that was the plan, man. You know, over the past few years, you know, they've been getting the best of us, especially in big games. So we put emphasis on that. We was going to be the bullies. We was going to come out, hit them in the mouth, and we was going to execute. And that was a great team win.
Talk about that run, your 72-yard run.
Well, it was wide open, and I just tried to run as fast as I could and get to the end zone, man. So they be sleeping on my speed, so I got to put the burners on them every now and then.
But you knew you could see he was coming at you from an angle that you had to cut back. You couldn't make it all the way on the sideline.
I was trying. He was trying to catch the angle, but I had to cut back and then cut back out and break a tackle. Yeah. Trying to get my best Alvin Kamara on, you feel me? I'm trying to go in matrix mode, you feel me?
Mark, how would you describe his performance today?
He's a monster, man. He's always balling. He's always doing his thing, running, catching. Man, he's a special player, man, and definitely the rookie of the year, for sure, you know. It's not even a question.
We're writers. We're supposed to use our words to describe what he's doing, but we're all having a hard time. So how would you describe what he did?
Savage. Just cold-blooded.
Mark, can you describe the third down conversion where you got tackled about 3 or 4 yards, you know, short of the first down? You kind of carried the defender to get the first down that later setup.
I mean, as a running back, man, you just try to do everything you can to get extra yards, you know? You don't want to let the guy tackle you. You don't. And when you're short of the first down, you try and push. And I think Max came and gave me a little bump at the end for a little first down, man. So, man, that was it.
You feel like as a tandem, sometimes you kind of set it up and then he knocks it down at the end of the...
It don't matter, man.
We
go hand to hand, bro. If I'm punishing him, hitting it downhill, hitting him in the mouth, and he comes in and he goes around the edge and he breaks tackles and he's making people miss, scoring touchdowns, man, we both benefit, man. We trying to be the best ever, so we've been telling you that.
Alvin, you guys talk so much about how you motivate each other. I mean, what did that 72-yarder do for you?
Hey, I'm hyped. I'm running down. I was almost about to run on the field. But, I mean, it's just like... It's one of those things where you see how somebody prepares all week, and then when they perform the way that, you know, you saw them prepare, it's like, I mean, that's why, you know what I'm saying? He prepares like that all week. He runs like that during practice, you know what I'm saying? He break a run and go and score, you know? So I wasn't surprised. I was just hyped.
Alvin, Mark brought up matrix mode. Is the fourth and one touchdown an example of that?
I got to get in here by all means.
Savage.
By all means. So, yeah.
Cold-blooded.
Had to hit it all in there, and you know, I got in, so.
Get hit on the 1 yard line, and
who man was right there? Who man took a little bit of the, hit off me? But savage.
Alvin, you talk about how Mark prepares really well, and you're watching that. So here you guys are now on a short week. What advice do you have for him? He doesn't have a lot of experience with these short weeks.
Man, this guy, he's been a pro, man. He knows his body. He knows how to recover. He knows how to get ready to play a game. So we have a short week coming up. So. He's going to do what he does, man. He's been a pro. How we take care of our bodies is different. It works for me, might not work for him. But every week he's ready to play. And during practice, he's ready to – he practices at a high level. And I know he's going to be ready to play Thursday. So we just got to recover and be ready to go.
What works for you? What
I do everything. I do everything, man. I do ice tub, hot tub, cryo, needles,
man,
massage.
Do everything, literally.
Yeah, I do.
Just with everything.
Yeah. I do every type of stretch.
Yoga.
I do everything I can, man, to keep my body ready, to keep my body moving good.
How hard will it be to be ready for Thursday? Man, physically, not mentally.
Man, it's another division game, and it's big for us. If you can't get up for a game, you know, Thursday, the short weeks are, you know, they're tough. It's a challenge, but if you can't get up for a division game, and we got to keep winning, man. We just got to keep winning.
I know we've talked about this. It's letting you guys lead the way.
Man, I feel like any team that's been worth anything in the history of football has had a great run game, has had one or two backs or, you know, three backs, like the Patriots, you know, that the run game is everything, you know, being able to run the ball, being able to be efficient, hit somebody in the mouth, coming out the backfield, dumping short passes and creating them to big gains. You know, I think any team that's been worth a salt, any team that's been any good or a championship team has had a great running game. Behind.
And are you both surprised that two backs can have this much success together at the same time?
I don't like the surprise word. I don't think it's a surprise. I mean, it's really the preparation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the way we prepare, and, you know, we're getting put in good position to be able to make plays and produce, so I think that's what's been big for us, you know, we just keep it moving.
Mark, as a veteran that's been here a while, what's it mean to be playing big games again in December at home at the Superdome, you know, first place on line, those kind of games.
I mean, that's what you play for, man. You play to be a championship team. You have goals and aspirations of winning your division and making a deep playoff run. And, you know, you can't take it for granted because I've been here 7 years and I've only been to playoffs twice. So it's definitely tough. It's difficult to win in this league. And we got to keep getting better. We got to keep preparing. And feels good, man. Each game from here is going to be bigger. So we got to keep getting better.
Do you guys sweat?